Welcome to Employee Benefit Advisors, Benefit Bites. I'm Online Managing Editor Brian Kalish, joined here with Benefitters CEO Brian Poger, to talk about one way brokers can survive in this new healthcare world. Thanks for joining us, Brian.
Brian, thanks so much for having me.
So how are brokers helping employers in this new healthcare world?
Well, Brian, you know, as you know, brokers can be incredibly helpful in helping their clients navigate the crazy benefits and HR landscape. But it's never been tougher than today for a broker to be an expert in everything. Most brokers we're talking to see three different paths for employers. They can continue down the status quo. They can continue to offer a group health insurance plan. They can move to a private exchange, which is generally on top of a group plan as well, or a set of group plans, and provide more options and choice for employees. Or they can move their employees to the public exchange, actually get out of the business of being the intermediary in purchasing health care. And brokers have obviously been investing in private exchanges pretty heavily, but the results have been mixed. It's true, everywhere up and down the size spectrum for employers, and I think that's even true for the largest exchanges, including the last one I ran, the Aon Exchange. And almost no brokers today have solutions for the last option, moving employees to the public exchange. And in our survey of over 1,000 brokers, we found less than 25% actually thought they had any sort of solution. But our sense is that the market's going to force the brokers to step up with a solution this year or be left out of this transition.
Great. So how can the individual market be useful for both employers and employees?
Well, Brian, as you know, the fact that employers provide health insurance in the U.S. is a historical fluke. And until the ACA or Obamacare, employers who wanted to get out of offering health insurance had few options. If they didn't offer health insurance, they couldn't attract and retain employees, and employees couldn't access coverage given the guarantee, lack of guarantee issue, or they couldn't afford it. But with the ACA, we have guarantee issue, and we have subsidies to cover about 70% of the population. Nielsen runs a strategic health perspective every year of employers. And what they recently found was that 56% of employers are interested in getting out of employer-sponsored health insurance, and only a quarter of employers are confident that they're going to be providing health insurance a decade from now, down from three-quarters a few years ago. So you have the perfect storm of factors, and employers increasingly burdened by health insurance costs, frustrated by complexity, and a new individual market that's both available and affordable. And what we find is that if employers are able to shift what they're spending on health insurance to employees in certain industries, low-wage industries in particular, it can actually be a situation where they can get off the increases in costs every year for health care, and employees can cover their families, even if the employer is only providing subsidies that might be sufficient for individuals.
Great. So these are obviously difficult decisions for an employer. How does the broker help them make this decision?
Well, Brian, you're right. These decisions are tough, and without software, maybe impossible for anything other than the smallest groups, because what you need to do, what an employer needs to do, is they need to look at their costs with a very serious lens, and also look at the impact to their employees. So they need to understand what the how the different options compare, both from a financial perspective and also from a qualitative perspective. And every broker out there that I talk to believes that all of these three paths are viable paths, but they're, concerned about what their relevance is if they were to move employees to, a private exchange or a public exchange. But I think, what they need to do is they really need to figure out a way to present these options and quantify these options in a way that the owner and CFO will accept them. Because, at the end of the day, we're in the client service business. Our employer clients aren't stupid. They know or they'll soon find out that there are subsidized plans for families of four making $71,000 a year, our median income. that can access coverage for less than $7,000 a year that subsidize on the exchanges, and the cost in group insurance is about $18,000. So, you know, they're asking those questions, and the brokers need to be able to quantify the various options.
Great. And can you give a really quick case study of a company who has done this already and helped both their employees and their costs?
Sure. So, we helped an employer recently in the industrial services industry, had 115 employees, 72 people enrolled in group benefits, average salary $38,000, that was facing a strong increase. And in essence, their cost of health insurance was going to go up to $830,000. And with the solution of moving to the individual market and adjusting compensation in a way that employees could purchase their own insurance in the individual market, the costs were reduced by about 58% down to $350,000. And so, you know, really, really dramatic savings possible, at least on the public exchange, arrow or possible option that employers are exploring.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us, Brian.
It's been a real pleasure. Thanks so much, Brian, for the opportunity.